Jesus was praying one day, and when he was finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Teach us how to pray." And Jesus said, "Pray like this. Say this when you pray. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive all those who are indebted to us. Save us from the time of trial." And after Jesus had offered those words, he told his disciples a story. And then the story went like this. Imagine that you have a friend who lives just kind of down the street from you, not very far away. And one night, in the middle of the night, you get up and run down the road to your friend's house and start banging on the door. Wake up, you shout. Some guests have arrived at my house just now, and they're hungry, and I have nothing to feed them. Wake up! I need to borrow 3 loaves of bread so that I can give my guests a late-night snack. And said Jesus, let's imagine that your friend shouts out, "Go away. Everybody in this house is asleep in bed already. The door is locked. Leave us alone." You might be sort of disappointed that your friend wasn't more helpful. But if you really needed that bread, you'd probably keep pounding and shouting and knocking and shouting until your friend finally gave up, got up out of bed, went to the kitchen, got the 3 loaves of bread, came to the door, unlocked it, opened the door, and gave you the bread. Jesus said, here's what I want you to know about prayer. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. He said, in families, we know how to give nice presents, good gifts to each other. So how much more can we imagine that God, who loves us so much, is going to give us the good gift of the Holy Spirit when we ask?